1160, the Quest Live Spring Drive. This is Peggy Desiderio, and I am from Transfiguration Catholic Church in Marietta, Georgia. And for the next hour, I will be hosting our live presentation to you, our live 1 hour, 12 to 1 pledge drive. And the theme of this hour is the sanctity of life. So we have a very, very special guest in our studio today, and you'll be hearing a lot more about her later. But before we get to that, let's get right to the phone number for the Quest. And that phone number is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can listen on air online to thequestatlanta.com. You can also donate there by clicking on the donate button and putting any amount in you want. We are open to all and every. So anyway, getting back to the hour now at hand, I just wanted to open up with a prayer like we always do so that we can pray for the success of this wonderful, wonderful station. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the success of AM 1160, the Quest Atlanta Catholic Radio. We give thanks for its founder. We give thanks for all of the wonderful volunteers who are manning our phones now. We also give thanks to all of the hosts, online personalities, all the guests, and our producers. And we give thanks most especially to the listeners who are listening to you day in and day out. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless this station and the work that has been begun in them through you. I also would like to add, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy spirit and they shall be created and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, right now I'm going to throw to Rachel, our producer, who's in studio live with us, to tell us about the goals for this hour and any updates you might have. Rachel.
All right. So actually, we've got some updates from last hour real quick, just to wrap that up. If you were listening last hour, you heard Father Michael Bremer and Father Paul Porter competing to see who could get the most calls in support of the Quest. Remember, that number is 470-508-1160. So towards the end of the hour, right into break, we got one more donation for Father Michael from Gary and Sue G. in Roswell. So Father Michael maintained his lead with 14 calls to Father Paul's 10. So you guys can still call in. St. Peter Chanel, St. Bridget, if you're listening, go on and call in. You can give some, you know what, especially if you're from St. Bridget, we have St. Bridget's pro-life group manning the phones for our beautiful pro-life hour right now with Peggy.
What a blessing.
Yeah, so for this hour, we have a $1,200 match from a generous donor. So that means that you guys can double your dollars for the first $1,200 this hour. Can we do that, Peggy?
Oh, yes. We can ring those phones off the hook. I am sure of that. I know who's listening out there, and you know who they are, too, because I've sent out letters and I've made phone calls. So I know my wonderful friends from Transfiguration are out there listening right now. You know who you are. I'd like to put a shout out to Father Fernando, I know you're listening, and my entire Respect for Life ministry, Carla, our leader, Mike, Victor, Carl, Sadie, all of the wonderful, wonderful people who donate so much of their time and energy to the pro-life movement. God bless you all. God bless all of my friends out there who are listening. This is an unbelievable station, and we have been so blessed to be able to have that programming in our midst for the last almost 3 years now. That in and of itself is the main reason why we are here today, because we want to continue that. We want to continue that good work that has been begun in us. And I think this is blessed by the Holy Spirit, to be perfectly honest with you. I know I've had great blessing from it, and I hope that all of you listening out there can share that as well. So please be generous. Make that phone ring. I am very competitive. Y'all know that I'm very competitive. So we need to hit goal and exceed it. I want to beat everybody else out. So that's where we are right now.
Yeah,
so
and if you
I'm
just
throwing
heard,
it down.
Yeah, if you just heard your name by Peggy, you can hear it again on the radio, right? All of Peggy's friends, call in. Help her beat all the previous hours. So our goal this hour, you mentioned our goal, Peggy, is 15 donors.
15
donors.
I think
we've already gotten a couple. So let's see who we've got.
How exciting.
This is impressive. That's We're only exciting. 10 minutes into the hour.
Yes.
All right, let's see. We have Lorraine T. from Ackworth.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia and Jim O from Marietta and Mike P from Woodstock. So that's three. This is great.
Gosh.
We're a fifth of the way there, right? Let's get 12 more calls. Let's get more than 12 more calls.
Oh,
we
gotta
hit our goal of 15 for this pro-life hour. What's that? How do we donate again, Peggy?
Oh, you call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or donate online to thequestatlanta.com. Hit the donate button. And also, you can mention my name as host if you're donating right now. So your name will be called on air once you donate, and we can't wait to hear from all of you. Hey, Rita, I know you're out there too, so come on in and call in. So I just want to talk a little bit more about the quest because I think it's important that people understand how the word of the Lord is communicating to us in our world right now. The Lord is using so many different mediums, including Catholic radio. And this is the only Catholic radio station in Metro Atlanta. So we have to do everything in our power as believers and people who want to grow in our walk with the Lord. We have to do everything we can to support that mission. I know the radio station itself has a mission of bringing a million souls to Christ, bringing a million souls. I say bring 2 million. I say 10 million, as many as we can possibly do. But it can't be done in a vacuum. It has to be done with constant reinforcement and beautiful, beautiful teachings that this station gives us 7 days a week. And any time during the day or night, if you download the app, which I have done and have been very richly blessed by. So just remember 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. You know, the quest is 100% supported by wonderful listeners just like you out there. And we are so grateful to God for every last one of you. I hope that you will continue to do that work for us and give us your complete and total financial support. So I'm looking forward to hearing the good news this hour, and I'm looking forward to talking with our wonderful guest who has a perspective on the pro-life movement and mission that I think is extremely important. And I don't want to give it away just yet, but she's a wonderful woman, and I've had a great opportunity to spend much time with her and getting to know her and what she is doing for the movement at this point. So, Rachel, where are we at just now?
All right, let's see. We have Lorraine T. from Ackworth, Olivia and Jim O. from Marietta.
Oh, Olivia, Jim, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much. I love you. God bless you.
Yeah, and then Mike P. from Woodstock. And I just want to remind everybody that...
That's Mike Paul. Hey, Mike.
Oh, there we
Thank
go.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your support. That's so sweet.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody that you can call and give as much or as little as you're able to. We have some prizes in here. So if you become a station guardian, that's donating $100 or more per month. And if you decide to do that, or... become a leadership giver, which is a one-time donation of $1,000 or more for the year. We have a book in here donated by RJD Construction LLC. It is the Consecration to St. Joseph book. We've got it sitting right here, and it's a beautiful book to be reading in this year of St. Joseph. So come on and call if you're able to support us to that extent. Please call and get this book as our thank you. But we've got our goal to meet. We've got our $1,200 match this hour. So go on and call in. Let's light up this phone line. I don't see it lighting up right now. Come on and call.
Oh, light it up, please, y'all. We need your help and we need your support. And this is such a good, good program to be putting your efforts into. Listen, the blessing you give is the blessing that you receive. What better way is there than to help evangelize more people to Christ? I mean, what is our mission here on earth if it's not that? I just find that to be the most important tool we have in our toolbox, please give us a call. We need all of your support at this moment. And I will tell you, I have been so richly blessed by this station. There are so many shows that I listen to on a daily basis. I can tell you that some of my favorites are Dr. David Anders, the phenomenal walking encyclopedia of apologetics. I mean, he knows more about the Catholic faith than anyone I've ever listened to. I just find so much enrichment from him, but also The Journey Home and other programs like Mother Angelica, of course. But there's so many. Dr. Ray Guarendi, you know them. You've heard them. Let's keep this station on air by calling 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. And God bless you for anything that you can do to help facilitate the support of this wonderful Catholic station. We have so many statistics about what it means to people when they do donate. And I was reading through some of them and couldn't believe what I was reading, that there have been several surveys over the last 10 years about Catholic radio, and over 80% of the people who start listening to Catholic radio, over 80% of them become more active in their churches. Can you believe that, 80%? I believe that. I truly do. 64% say they are better able to share the faith with their kids, and 52% go to Mass more often, and 32% come back to the church. So it's just such an incredible blessing, and you can see it piling on one after the other. The other thing is this station is supported by non-Catholics as well as Catholics, so I'm grateful to all of you out there who have heard the station and say, you know what, that's quality. That's a quality show that I can wrap my head around in a world that is spewing a lot of stuff out there that isn't so quality anymore. And we all know that. So let's keep this alive forever. And the number again is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Let's hear those phones ring off the hook. Will you please join me in that? Thank you so much. So anyway, we're back to a theme here of the sanctity of life. As many of you know, I am very active in the pro-life movement. I am a member of our ministry at Transfiguration, and we have a lot going on, including 40 Days for Life. Shout out to Suzanne and Rachel, my peeps in 40 Days for Life. We spend a lot of time in front of Planned Parenthood. We do a lot of things for women. We throw baby showers. We get donations and help people financially. So it's a very wonderful calling, and it's all about helping people get past a challenging time in their life. And we take that very, very seriously. And that is why I am so grateful to be able to be here and humbled to be able to introduce a wonderful woman who works for an organization by the name of PATH, P-A-T-H. It's Post-Abortion Treatment and Healing. And this woman I met for the first time last week, and we spent 3 hours. It felt like 3 seconds, but it was 3 hours, just going over, you know, what PATH is and what inspired her to become so active in this aspect of the movement. But this is such an incredible part of what we do, because it helps women and men who have suffered the loss of an abortion and don't know how to deal with that and don't know how to reconcile that. And we know how to reconcile that, right? But sometimes we need help with those things. So I am very pleased to introduce to you Liz Youngs. She is currently the program director for PATH. She came to PATH in 2010, and she has an incredibly compelling story. So I would love to turn it over to Liz for a few minutes and let her give you some backstory on that, and then we'll come back again and circle back. And Liz, take it over.
Thank you, Peggy. I'm grateful to be here today, for this privilege to be here. And so I wanted to say that there's one in four women by the time they reach the age of 45 that will have an abortion. Mm. And I am one of those one in four. I was raised Catholic and, you know, knew the teachings of the church. And quite frankly, I thought that the teachings were a little archaic. And so when I went on my merry way, I definitely made a mess of my life. I was, it was all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll for years. And as a result, I engaged in three abortions and, or had three abortions. And finally, in 1993, I started cleaning up my life and got sober and started cleaning up a lot of different areas. God was doing a lot of healing in my life. I crawled my way back to the Catholic Church, and God was doing just amazing things in my life. Mm-hmm. But I always had these the pain of my abortions in the forefront of my mind, and I tried my best to push those down for years and years and years, and I was very good at stuffing. You know, that stuff, pushing it down, distracting myself in any way I could. And finally, God, you know, he said, well, I think it's time for you to confess these abortions. And I did. In 1997, I came to confession because I felt like such a hypocrite. I was coming back to Mass, and I just was looking around the church thinking, you know, in the pews, I just thought, you know, if you really knew the real me, you wouldn't want me in here. Mm-hmm. And I just felt just like such a loser and a failure. And so when I went to confession, it was a beautiful experience. Father, you know, I got absolution from Father. And so I remember the thing that Father told me was, God has already forgiven you for this, but you need to learn to forgive yourself. And that's where I was stuck. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to forgive myself. Mm-hmm. And so for years, I just kind of limped through life. And finally, in 2010 is when I came to PATH. I won't get into how I got into that, but, you know, the church bulletins and wonderful radio, Catholic radio like this, you know, plugging abortion recovery. And I kept thinking, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. But God is very, he's a relentless pursuer, and he did not leave me alone. And finally, I gave in, and I made the phone call to PATH, and they were having a retreat. And I came on the retreat, Rachel's Vineyard, which was a very powerful, intensive, painful, full of grace weekend. It was just everything mixed up into one. But it finally gave me the opportunity to grieve the loss of my three children in heaven.
So let's start right there, because that's going to be a good break spot for you. And isn't it interesting that we can even have this conversation on a radio station? Unbelievable. And this right here is the heart for me of why the quest is so important to us. With so many of our voices being drowned out by other, I don't know what the word is, but it's like other issues, other people's agendas. It's just such a relief to sit back and say, I can listen to this station and I can connect with my Lord. And I can be honest about that in such a beautiful way. So thank God for you. Thank God for the quest. And Lord, if you believe what I'm saying, if you hear, if you are in reach of my voice, please pick up the phone and dial 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. You will not regret it. This is amazing. Thank you for that testimony.
And you know, we've got a couple more donors, so I know we're about to head into break, but why don't I announce our donors and say a special thank you. So let's see, all of our donors this hour, we have Lorraine T. from Ackworth, Olivia and Jim O. from Marietta, and they say that Sadie is listening. Mike P. from Woodstock, and then Victor R. from Marietta, Nancy M. from Ackworth, Lisa R. from Marietta.
Oh my gosh.
Michelle K. from Ackworth. Oh, and Michelle yeah. says, shout out from Peggy's sister-in-law. Great job. And actually, I see another one coming in right now. Let's see. Libby B.
Oh my gosh, Libby.
Yeah. So we've got lots of donors coming in, but you know what? We are not to our goal yet. Do you remember what our goal is for
$1,200.
This hour? Yeah, $1,200 match, and we want to get 15 phone calls this hour. So I know we're about to head into break, but then why don't you guys call? We've got a couple-minute break. You don't have to miss any of the great content here from Peggy and Liz. You can call over break and then keep listening. That number again is 470-508-1160, or if you're tech-savvy or if you're listening online, go to thequestatlanta.com. And click the donate button. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to grow deeper in faith this Lent? AM 1160 The Quest is here to serve you. Join me this Lent in listening to the Shelter in Peace podcast, available on the Quest app and thequestatlanta.com. Let's grow in faith together.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Emotional consequences from a chemical RU486 abortion are often more severe than a surgical abortion. The abortion industry advertises that chemical abortions are easier and cheaper for women. The facts are, the woman becomes the abortionist by taking an abortion pill at home. She will typically have severe contractions and bleeding and expel the baby, usually in her bathroom. In a surgical abortion, she doesn't see the baby, but in the case of a chemical abortion, she sees the baby and must decide how to dispose of the completely formed child. The woman can be emotionally traumatized, her bathroom becoming a place of recurring flashbacks. This is extremely difficult for the woman and may cause PTSD. Knowing the truth saves lives. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Have you heard the good news? The Quest Atlanta app makes it easy for you to take AM 1160 The Quest with you, no matter the time of the day or the location. Listen to your favorite shows on demand. Submit prayer requests, record a testimonial, and catch up on the latest headlines from Catholic news sources with ease. Just search for The Quest Atlanta in the App Store or on Google Play to download today.
It's here. You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest. This is Seek His Kingdom, your Atlanta Catholic radio station's spring pledge drive. We are here to journey together with you and take your calls in support of AM 1160 The Quest. Stay tuned for more great local content and call in to support your Catholic radio at 470-508-1160 to get your pledge in. Check out the schedule and interview lineup on thequestatlanta.com. You can click the donate button to pledge a donation or call 470-508-1160. Help the Quest to build up his kingdom. It's not too late. If you're listening, you know you're enjoying. So be part of this important mission today. 470-508-1160. God bless.
As one of the largest and strongest life insurers in North America, the Knights of Columbus has been protecting the financial futures of Catholic families for more than a century. Are you ready to protect yours? Find your local Knights of Columbus agent at kfc.org/FAA.
Welcome back to the 1160 AM The Quest Atlanta Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Peggy Desiderio, for this hour. And with me in studio is our producer, Rachel, and our very, very special guest, Liz Youngs, the director of PATH in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so grateful to both of them for being here and really grateful to you guys for being out there, our lovely listeners. We love you and we bless you. So when we broke, we were talking about Liz's path to PATH, her journey to becoming director of PATH and what PATH is and what their mission is. And I'd like to pick that back up in a second, but I want to remind you that we are broadcasting live from The Quest, And we are asking for your financial support because without you, we are not on air. It's simple as that. So with you, we are. Without you, we're not. So please, if you will do me the great honor to call in during this hour and pledge whatever you can. It doesn't matter how great or small. All we want is your support. And that number is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can donate online to thequestatlanta.com. Click the donate button, mention me as your guest host, and donate any amount you wish. We look forward to hearing who's in here this half hour. We've only got about a half an hour to go, so come on, let's blow the doors off of this goal this hour. We're halfway there. We need a little more support, so let's get it going. Okay, we're going to pick it back up with Liz again and talk a little bit more about PATH, her journey, but also what it is doing for young men and women, men and women of all ages who have suffered the loss of an abortion. And we are all affected by that, aren't we? In one way or another, it's just, I have my own story about that and maybe we'll share, maybe we won't have enough time, but there are people out there who are affected and, they don't know how to process that. And I think that's where PATH comes in and is just based in love and forgiveness. And so I'm so grateful to you, Liz, for being here. And I'm going to kick it back to you if you would tell us a little bit about who's the candidate for PATH and what all services you provide to getting people past that place of despair.
Okay, so who comes to us are, you know, like I said, I was that woman sitting in the church pews, mm-hmm. looking around, thinking, am I the only one? And by coming through healing, I realized I was not the only one, that there's so many of us out there. Like I said, the statistics is 1 in 4. And many of these women are churchgoers. I think it's 24% are Catholic, and others are other denominations. But this can include people that you were talking about, the ripple effects of abortion. Maybe yeah. you haven't had one, but you are touched by one in some shape or form. So the ripple effects run deep, but the women and men that we serve, and we do serve both men and women because men suffer also from the negative effects of abortion. And we always tell people, well, for every woman that's pregnant, there is a man involved. So, but they come to us broken. You know, some people may need healing or want healing 2 days after their abortion, they regret what they've done. But most of the people that we serve are people that have festered this infectious wound of abortion for years. Mm-hmm. I was one of those that had this infection for years in my soul, mm-hmm. and I didn't know what to do about it. Right. So PATH, it does address that. We do have some beautiful healing programs available. We offer the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat, which is a 3-day weekend retreat. We also offer Bible studies that are once a week for about 12 weeks. And one of the beautiful things of COVID, one of the fruits of COVID, is that we have extended our reach of people that we serve nationwide now. So we have been having people in our Bible studies from California, Texas, Alabama, Oregon. Whereas when we were just meeting locally, it was just our local folks here. Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of us limping around here in Georgia, but it's so wonderful to be able to mentor and, I mean, to serve these people that are nationwide also.
And would you say these are people who are trying to come back to the church too, or are, what are you seeing there?
I do. Mm-hmm. I think there's a mixture of mm-hmm. People like me who are already trying to integrate back into the church. But we also have people that this is keeping them out of the church because of abortion is such a grave sin. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons today that I'm so excited to be here, to be on the radio, to let people know, to give them that message of hope and healing, and that, you know, we serve such a beautiful, merciful God, mm-hmm. and that we are the prodigals. All of us are sinners, and all of us are prodigals, and you know, so it's a beautiful thing to be welcomed back into Jesus's, you know, arms, but also into our faith communities, our churches, and to feel a part of, you know.
I think that's a very important point. And I think listening to you here, I'm also aware of the fact that there may be people out there within the sound of your voice who are saying, you know what, I need healing too. And if it was not for this station, the Quest 1160 AM, we would not be able to speak about that. So right at this moment, the Holy Spirit is working through you. I believe that with all my heart. And people who are receiving that message are finding the strength and the courage to make that phone call. And they're also supporting this station because they know they need to support this station to affect that change, to bring those souls back. So please, if you're out there within earshot, let's ring the bells off these phones and blow the goal out of the water. We have a goal of $1,200 this hour, and I would love to see us exceed that goal. You will be able to do that by calling 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can donate online at thequestatlanta.com. Click on that donate button. It's an easy and simple transaction. Put my name on there so we know that you're out there, and we love you.
Yeah, and Peggy, speaking of ringing bells, there are a couple things that we could ring bells for. So if you really love Peggy, or you really love Liz, or you just really love bells, why don't you call in, yeah, and make a monthly donation. So that's one way that we could ring a bell. If you become a station guardian, which is donating $100 or more a month. Also a leadership giver, which is a one-time donation of $1,000 or more dollars. And if we meet our goal for the hour, so remember our goal is 15 donations and we have a $1,200 match this hour. And you know, I agree, the Holy Spirit is definitely working through Liz and working through this hour. We are getting some more donations. When we started this half, Peggy mentioned we were about halfway there. We're getting close. We're not quite there yet, but we've gotten a couple more. So I want to thank our donors. So right now, donors, we have, let's see, Mary Ann M. and Liz. Mary Ann loves you and says, you go, girl.
Thank you, Mary Ann.
Rita K. in Canton. Randy and Irene H. They're friends of Peggy.
Rita, thank you.
And
thank
then
you, Randy and Irene. I'm sure that's who that is.
Mm-hmm. And then Lisa R. from Roswell, Cindy H. from Roswell, and Betsy G. from Roswell. And thank you guys all so much for your generous donations. You guys rock. I don't have a count of that, but we're getting there. We're not quite to 15 calls yet, but please call in. The Quest needs your support if you want to keep hearing conversations like this, keep hearing stellar hosts like Peggy and awesome guests like Liz. The phone number again is 470-508-1160 or go online. If you're listening online, go to thequestatlanta.com. Liz, what's that number again?
It is 470-508-1160. Please call now.
Yes. And you can also download the app, which I did. And I have found that to be so incredibly beneficial because, you know, you can sometimes get into a bad area, not good reception on radio, but I just plug it into my Bluetooth and we are rocking and rolling. I can hear anything I want to hear. I can tune into past shows. So this has been an incredible, I can't say it enough, an incredible blessing. I'm so grateful that I have this quality programming to listen to any day of the week, any time of the day. And I just want to give a shout out to last half hour's donors, my sister Nancy, Michelle, Sadie, I heard you called in. Thank you all so very much. I love you all so very, very much, and I appreciate your generosity. And I'm going to do a throwdown myself. I'm going to become a guardian. I'm throwing it out there right now. So this half hour, I'm a guardian. I'm committing $100 a month for the next year to the Quest, and I challenge any one of my friends out there to throw down with me.
Wow, Peggy, thank you so much. You know what you need to do?
Yep.
Ring the bell.
I want to ring that bell.
Do you see it right there? It's yellow. You can pull that up.
Yay! Woo! I'm ringing my bell. I think there's a song like that somewhere in the past, in my past. But anyway, I am loving it, and I am so committed to this station. So it's an easy thing to do. So God bless you all, And we're going to get back into a little more conversation with Liz about PATH, because it is very near and dear to my heart. And I really want people out there to hear more about what it can do to change lives. So, Liz, you were talking about the Rachel's Vineyard. Can you talk a little bit more in specifics on that? How many times a year do they offer Rachel's Vineyard? How many people can go? Is there a cost involved? Can you give me a little bit more particulars about Rachel's Vineyard?
Sure. So we offer, PATH offers Rachel's Vineyard retreats. They're weekend retreats 3 times a year,
okay,
usually in February, June, and October, somewhere around there. So a spring, summer, and fall.
Okay.
There is a cost involved. We charge for that, and that includes all of your room and board, the materials, also we ask up front that you pay a deposit to reserve your spot.
Got it.
So due to COVID, we do kind of reduce the size of our retreats to limit the amount of bodies in there. And we have we kind of keep our team limited, you know, also, but it's still the same healing, you know, occurs. We just had a retreat in February and it was just beautiful. Very intimate. It was just another amazing weekend.
What is the method of the retreat? I mean, is it group therapy? Is it biblically oriented?
Yes, it is. It is scripture based. Mm-hmm. And, basically it's, we do what are called living scriptures, which enables the person to experience God's love and compassion on a profound level. They encounter Christ through these living scriptures. And, you know, trauma, abortion, when someone experiences an abortion, it's a traumatic event. And so for this trauma to be able to be processed, Dr. Teresa Burke, who wrote Rachel's Vineyard, realized that the trauma needs to be moved from one side of the brain to the other side. And she realized that this is done very effectively through engaging all of the senses. And that's what these living scriptures do. And they're such a beautiful, gentle way for you to have this encounter with Christ.
Are there priests on board during that retreat or no?
We have clergy, mm-hmm, and we also offer, it is Catholic retreat, so we offer reconciliation, adoration, and mass during our retreat. We usually have a deacon that's there the entire 3 days, mm-hmm, with us.
You don't have to be Catholic to
You do not have to be Catholic. No, we have many people that have come on the retreat with us that are not Catholic.
And can men go on this retreat too?
Absolutely.
So it's men and women.
Yes.
And is it primarily only people who have had an abortion or close to an abortion, or is it people who have been part of something but not the actual act itself?
You know, it's for anyone, like I said earlier, anybody that's tied by blood, by affection, to someone that, you know, mm-hmm, I mean, the ripple effects of abortion run deep. So yes, our retreats are geared towards the healing for someone who's experienced an abortion or abortions, plural, but it's also, for the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the friends, maybe who drove someone to a clinic or someone who paid for the abortion. I'm trying to think who else.
No, that's a
siblings.
Lot.
Siblings. You know, abortion care providers. We've had some people that used to provide abortion, you know, whether support staff or whatever, and they've come on the retreats. I mean, they feel like they have blood on their hands, even though they haven't experienced the abortion themselves. So it's such a beautiful way. And people, when they come on the retreat on Friday, they're scared. They're just riddled with shame and guilt. And then on Sunday, the last day of the retreat, it's just such a transformation. That's why I love what I do, because to volunteer to be a facilitator on these retreats, because I know it's nothing that we've done, but it's something that, you know, is supernatural. And, you know, to be a part of that is just something extraordinary.
It's really based in love and love of the Lord, honestly.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, people have preconceived notions about what the pro-life movement is, but I really do believe in my heart it is because we love women and men. We love people, and we want to help facilitate healing for them so that they can walk more closely with our Lord. I mean, I think that's what it's all about, don't you?
Yes.
And so I'm grateful for the love. And I do believe we have an announcement. So I'm going to throw back to Rachel.
Yes. So before I tell us our announcement about donors, let's hear that number again, 470-508-1160. And what's the website, Peggy?
That would be thequestatlanta.com.
Perfect. So, Peggy, we actually just got a donor over here, and I looked at the list and I went, "That Peggy, the same name, Peggy, is your mom's name, Peggy?"
Yes, it is.
So your mom and dad just called in. I think that's worthy of a bell ring. You want to ring the bell?
Yay! Ring that bell.
So thank you, mom and dad, for that donation. And you know what? I'm going to go on and read out all of our donors for this hour. We're not quite to 15, but oh my goodness, we've got to be a couple away by now. So we've got Lorraine T. from Ackworth, Olivia and Jim O. from Marietta, Mike P. from Woodstock, Victor R. from Marietta, Nancy M. from Ackworth, Lisa R. from Marietta, Michelle K. from Ackworth. I guess that's your sister-in-law, mm-hmm. right, Peggy?
Yep.
And then Libby B. from Ackworth.
Hey, Lib.
Mary Ann M. from Dunwoody, Rita K. from Canton, Randy and Irene H. from Woodstock, Lisa R. from Roswell, Cindy H. from Roswell, Betsy G. from Marietta, Peggy and Pete M. from Kennesaw, our Miss Peggy in studio over here, and Bruce and Char K. from Marietta.
Bruce, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, Char, thank you so much. I appreciate all of my beautiful peeps at Transfiguration Parish. Y'all rock my world. I'm just so happy. Thank you so much for your outpouring of love and support for this station. I can't thank you enough. It has been a blessing and will continue to be a blessing. And I firmly believe all of those who support are being blessed right at this very moment and will continue to be blessed. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, that number is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. God bless you all. I love you. So I wanted to tell you a little story about PATH for me. I didn't even know PATH even existed until we had someone come and speak at our parish, Transfiguration Parish, about 8 years ago. And it was at the end of Mass, and announcement was made about someone who was going to come speak to us about PATH. And this young woman got on the ambo and started speaking about her experience as someone who has had an abortion and the journey she went through, you know, to healing and what that meant. And I'm going to tell you something that was profound for me. I've always been a supporter of life, pro-life, mostly in the background. Mostly in the background, doing, you know, financial support, doing donations, whatnot. But that was one of the protagonists for me to get more involved. I was in tears listening to that woman's testimony. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness gracious, I cannot even believe that someone could have the courage to do that to a full congregation. And I realized that that was the Lord, you know, speaking out to us for mercy. You know, we're all sinners. We all fall short. None of us gets away without it. You know, I only know one who didn't have sin. And it's just a beautiful testimony. So at that point, I remember speaking to the girl after church and just asking her a little bit more about PATH and what that was. And I just felt like, oh my goodness, I've got to get more involved in this. It took a couple more years, and then I met up with Rachel and Suzanne from 40 Days for Life, and the rest is history. So I'm full in, okay? I am full in, but PATH was one of those things that I thought, well, you know what? We are coming from love. You know, we are coming from a place of caring, and we are here to help. And so thank you so much for that. I totally love it. And I love the fact that you're involved in this, Liz. And thank you for the testimony of that. But getting back to that, you mentioned the Bible study. So how long, I mean, is that Bible study like ongoing, or does it happen on a monthly basis? How do you start a Bible study? Do you have to wait till you have a few people who have approached you to start the healing process at PATH? What happens with that?
So with our Bible studies, we have done one-on-ones before.
Yeah.
But we try to keep them small groups.
Okay.
They are once a week, for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Now again, we're doing these, virtually right now. But when our hope is to go back to face to face as well and offer virtual, and they run for about 12 weeks. And we have a specific book called Save One, written by Sheila Harper out of Nashville. It's a beautiful scripture, based book. And, so we go each chapter, and it's a beautiful way to lead these women to healing, to Jesus's healing and mercy and forgiveness. It's a slower pace as opposed to the retreat, which is very intensive, you know, on a weekend. But we encourage our people that go on the retreat or people that do the Bible study to do both. Even though they're standalone programs, we encourage them to do both to just further their healing.
Yeah, I could see where that would be very, very helpful on multi-levels. And you did mention to me that you also had a mentorship program.
Yes.
That I think you just kicked off this year.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
So the mentorship program is ideal for someone who may need the one-on-one support. And they're maybe not sure if they're ready for a retreat, and they may not be ready for a Bible study just yet. So we kind of walk them through this journey, start them on this journey. They meet with a mentor who is one of our volunteers who has already been through our healing programs. And they meet for about 4 weeks or so on the phone. And again, with COVID, if they want to meet face-to-face, that's fine also. But we've been doing some things virtually. And then usually the mentor shares her story, and it just helps to validate this person's grief. It helps to let them know that they're not alone, which is so incredibly comforting for people that have been suffering in silence for all these years. Mm-hmm. We do offer mentorship and most of our programs in both English and Spanish.
Excellent.
So, yes.
How does a candidate or how does someone reach you to start this process of healing?
Well, we have several ways that they could reach us. We have our website, healingafterabortion.org. We also try to put our ads in the church bulletins, not just the Catholic church bulletins, but we try to get ourselves out there, get our presence known. We have Rachel and Suzanne, who are wonderful with just plugging us everywhere. We have a Facebook page, and we also we have a social media presence out there. But the most important thing, I think, too, is just the word of mouth. People saying that there is healing. I've been through this. And, you know, so there's just several ways.
Yeah, that's good. And I wanted people to know that in case somebody was listening right now that just felt the call to reach out. And get the help that they needed. So thank you for that. But right now, we'd like to remind you that we are live at 1160 AM, The Quest Atlanta Catholic Radio. And we are in hour 5, I believe, of day 1 of our 3-day live pledge drive. So the theme of the pledge drive, which I failed to tell you earlier, was Seek His Kingdom. But I think listening to this hour, you can understand what that actually means. But I want you all to meditate on that. I've meditated on that for the last 4 or 5 days. And seeking his kingdom comes in a lot of different formats, obviously, one of which is by supporting good Catholic radio, good sound doctrine. But in many, many ways, seeking his kingdom could be just listening to someone who needs some help. And that's what I believe PATH is about. And that is what we are all called to do. So thank you for being out there. Again, the number is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160, or donate online to thequestatlanta.com. And Rach?
Yeah, and before we close out, we have gotten one more donor since we last listed everybody out. So thank you to Maria B. from Roswell. Ladies, you guys did great. We have here's our running total right now is $2,600.
Dang, girls! Oh my God! Can we ring the bell?
Oh, yeah, ring the bell.
I'm ringing that bell. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you all. God bless every one of you for listening this hour. And thank you for just putting your heart out there and stepping out in faith. I know you will be richly blessed by this. And I can't thank you enough. I'm humbled, humbled by the support. I can't wait to see you all in person. Soon, very, very soon. I love you all so very much. God bless you in so many ways. What else do we need to do here?
Well, you know what? I think that's good. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in for the beginning of our Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. The Doctor's Inn is up next, and we will be back with Seek His Kingdom at 4 o'clock. Liz, would you like to close us out in a quick prayer?
Thank you, Rachel. I would love to. So in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be together today. We give thanks for all those involved in these next days for Quest's Spring Pledge Drive campaign. We pray for the success of this pledge drive so that the beautiful messages of our Catholic faith through AM 1160 The Quest Catholic Radio will continue to reach and impact the listeners, drawing them closer to Christ. Please bless all those who so willingly give their time, skill, and talent to raising funds for The Quest Catholic Radio, and we thank you for their dedication, enthusiasm, and skill. We also pray blessing on all those who are giving generously to The Quest during this campaign. Help us to appreciate and remember that everything we have is yours as we share generously with Quest to further your kingdom. We pray this all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All right, stay tuned for The Doctor Is In.